91X News.
It's 16 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sam Normand with 91X News. Old Highway 2 will be shut down at CFP Trenton today from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. tomorrow. The delays are in order to accommodate the construction of a new pedestrian bridge over the highway. Construction was set to begin 2 weeks ago, but was postponed over concerns regarding building materials. This is the second time in 2 weeks the highway has been shut down. An alleged Al-Qaeda terrorist stunned the court in Detroit today by changing his plea to guilty. Umar Farouk Abdulmatad is on trial, charged with trying to blow up a plane with a bomb in his underwear. Reporter Dick Hefner has more from Detroit.
Umar Farouk Abdulmatad has pleaded guilty to all 8 charges in the underwear bombing attempt. Federal Judge Nancy Edmonds reviewed the charges and possible penalties with Abdulmatad in court, including that he could spend the rest of his life in prison for the guilty plea. The charges include an act of terrorism, attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction, and attempted murder.
A 15-year-old boy has been charged with assaulting another teenager at a high school in Napanee. Police allege the youth attacked a 14-year-old boy outside Napanee District Secondary School on Tuesday afternoon. The victim suffered minor injuries to his head and face and was taken to Lenox and Addington County Hospital in Napanee for treatment. The older boy was arrested later in the day at his home. He was charged with assault and was held for a bail hearing in Napanee Provincial Court today. Technical glitches that have affected millions of BlackBerry users around the world spread to Canada today. It was the third day of problems for Research in Motion as it struggled to repair what it said was a failure within the company's own infrastructure. Outages were reported for the smartphone's text and email services by some users. Federal legislation that ended the job disruption at Canada Post last summer is being challenged in federal court. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says the law violates the rights of workers to freedom of association. Union President Dennis Lemelin says the legislation is unjust and threatens the rights of all workers. The majority of conservatives cited the fragile economy when they decided to go ahead with a back-to-work bill and have used the same tactic in other labor disputes. A South African mountain biker's collision with an antelope has become an internet sensation. Race organizer Max Kluwer said Wednesday that Evan Vanderspay, 16, was competing in a weekend race in a wildlife park when an antelope, which can weigh more than 350 pounds, crashed into him. Video of by a fellow rider punctuated by an off-camera exclamation of "Holy cow!" was posted on YouTube on Monday and had been viewed more than 5 million times by Wednesday. Kluwer says that Vanderspay was not badly hurt and the antelope returned to its herd to graze. Vanderspay told Johannesburg Bild newspaper he remembers little, but his broken helmet proves he had a wild encounter. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
The NL Championship Series continues tonight. Giovanni Gallardo of the Brewers takes on Chris Carpenter of the Cardinals. Going into the game, the series is tied at 1 game apiece. It's a light schedule in the NHL again tonight. The Vancouver Canucks are in Philadelphia to take on the Flyers. Despite being driven into the boards in a win in Columbus, Henrik Sedin is expected to play. Colorado visits Columbus, and the reigning Stanley Cup champion Boston Bruins are heading to Carolina. The Boston Red Sox front office could have a very different look soon. Theo Epstein ended an 86-year championship drought with the team in 2004. Sources say Epstein is expected to take on a similar task with the Chicago Cubs in the next 48 hours. The Cubs have a 103-year championship drought to overcome and are looking to Epstein to do so. The McDonald's Belleville High School Athlete of the Year now plays for the Loyalist College Lancers. Jenny Thompson received the award as an 8-sport athlete last year at Quinty Secondary School. Thompson focused mainly on basketball in high school, and she never expected to win the award.
I thought I was really surprised. I've seen people win it over the years, and I thought that was extreme. That's exciting.
Basketball runs in Thompson's family. She says she followed in the footsteps of her mom and brother. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91x weather.
91X weather. Today, cloudy, a few showers beginning this afternoon with a high of 19, a UV index of 3 or moderate. Tonight, there's showers with a low of 12, and Thursday, showers ending late in the afternoon, then cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Wind becoming east 20 kilometers an hour late in the evening with a high of 17. Right now, it's 6 degrees, and I'm Sam Norm with Sean Macy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the New Rock 30, every Saturday at noon, on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.